Shut up.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Those cats. What does it all mean? Creepy-ass music. What it is the first of 12 days of distortion. Look, what do you want from me? I've given this all very little thought. Now listen, for the next 12 days, I will be giving away some fantastic and not-so-fantastic prizes, but I'm making it very easy for you to win, especially today. Non-paying members and sideshow freaks alike can possibly win this prize. I'm opening it up to everyone. What's up for grabs? Tim, tell them what they can win. Yes, for the first day of distortion, we're giving away an Insignia InfoCast Internet Media Display! Featuring AC power adapter, cleaning cloth, and an owner's manual. This dopey-looking thing is more than just an alarm clock. View and share photos, listen to internet radio stations, and more! With this internet media display that features built-in wireless LAN for a wireless connection to the web and a 3.5-inch touchscreen display for easy navigation of features. Supported audio formats include MP3 and AAC, and this little bitch features access to over 1,500 apps! For access to websites such as Pandora, Shoutcast, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Photobucket, Flickr, Picasa, and more. It also features an alarm clock, FM radio, and volume control. It's the neatest looking piece of shit thing that you don't need and possibly don't want, but it could be yours for free if the pagan winter solstice goddess smiles down upon you. Dim? The solstice party. Her name is Jade. I went to her station. All right, enough of this bullshit. Now, I think longtime listeners of the show, or even those who have just listened in the past week or two, will get this answer correct. Just email me show@distortedview.com with the subject line, Christmas Contest, -12 days of distortion, day 1, --, answer, space, inside, entry number 1235, QWP +9BPEW PEW QWE437. And then in the body of the email, you go ahead and answer the question in all caps. Also, it would help if you send along a nude photo of yourself. It might help your odds, that's all I'm saying. All right, the question today, this is very simple. In the 12 Days of Distortion, you all remember that song, right? Mrs. Miller sang the 12 Days of Distortion. What did Tim give you on the 9th day? I'm even going to make this easier for you. Listen very closely. This is a part of the 12 Days of Distortion. We're going to start with day 8. So all of these, you know, are not the answer. It's a process of elimination thing. Hopefully you can remember some of the other items in the 12 Days of Distortion. Take a listen here.
It's just a fun thing.
All right, there you go. Try to figure out the 9th day of distortion. Email me show@distortedview.com and I will announce the winner tomorrow. And it's totally okay if you don't win because there are 11 more days of prizes. And tomorrow I'll have another one for you. All right, now let's get into some audio. Enough of this bullshit. Goddamn, Jesus' birthday is costing me money. By the way, if you're wondering what the value is of today's prize, you can purchase the InfoCast on BestBuy.com right now for $99.99. So it's a $100 prize to kick things off. All right, now moving on. I've got some great audio before we get into the news. Special thanks goes out to Brandon who sent this in. Oh, Brandon. What it must be like to live in your house. Brandon writes in, Tim, what I've got here is gold. Audio gold. The stuff my mom says and the way she's screaming at the top of her lungs is absolutely hilarious. The audio quality is rather low. Apparently, She is yelling at Brandon about her messy house and the fact that Brandon is not cleaning his room or cleaning the house or something. He says, "You might find it interesting to know that my mom is a therapist. Keep that in mind when you're listening to her freak the fuck out."
Just take every fucking thing you kids have away so you got nothing to fucking leave around! I'm sick of cleaning up!
Yes, go on.
Make one fucking mess of this house! But the house is fucking clean! Fucking dirty all the time!
She sounds like Carrie's mom, you know, or something.
Fucking mess of this house! But the house is fucking clean! Fucking dirty all the time!
Yeah, she's got some issues, I think. You can hear her in the back. Listen very closely. Goddamn fucking kids is what she's screaming down the hall. Now, the last few seconds are probably the greatest. That noise right there, according to Brandon, is his mom throwing a plate down the hall, which hit his door.
Okay. That's your fucking plate! Clean up your goddamn plate! Goddamn plate! Clean up your goddamn plate!
Love her. All right, and then there's one more little clip here. What is this?
I want my house fucking clean!
There you go. Brandon's mom. Brandon, okay, one more time.
I want my house fucking clean!
Please, Brandon, continue to piss off your mom and record her and send me the results. Yeah, we all appreciate it. DB listener Rich sent in something. I totally missed this. I don't know if you guys have heard this clip before, but here's a child saying, "I like lasagna," kind of. Trying to say, "I love lasagna."
Ben, can you say, "I love lasagna"?
I love vagina.
Yes, I love vagina. And here is the obligatory remix.
Ben, can you say, "I love lasagna"?
I love vagina. I love vagina. I love vagina,
very much, Richard, for that. Also got to say thanks to James for the email he sent me this weekend with the subject line, "Retard Music Christmas Special." Literally. There was a special in 1991 called Bright Hopes for the Holidays. Oh no. The Bright Hopes was a musical group full of retards, but semi-talented tards. For example, the drummer in this video looks like he's thinking really hard about pineapples dipped in cheese, but he kind of keeps the beat. The singing and dancing, though, is undeniably retarded. So I will put a link on the show notes today for Bright Hopes for the Holiday. Here is a short clip of the Tard singing, "Has Anybody Seen My Gal?" Oh, man, here we go.
"5'2", eyes are blue, know what these 5 feet can do. Has anybody seen my gal?"
Probably crushed her. "I just wanted to pet her hair."
"Just a one of those. Has anybody seen my gal?"
Strangled her to death.
"Now if you run into..."
Shut up, Lenny.
"A 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things. Bet your life it is. But so could she love..."
Alright, okay, enough. Yeah, let's play one more clip. Here's another tard singing, "When You're Smiling." Sounds like the first song.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
When you're drooling, when you're drooling, all the tards drool with you. Da-da-da-cha.
You're laughing, keep on laughing. The sun comes
tards
shining.
Tards dancing and singing.
When you're crying.
It's a cavalcade of unsavories.
You bring on the rain, so stop your sighing.
Miles and miles of foreheads.
Happy again when you're smiling. Keep on smiling, and the whole world
smiles with you. Yeah, the whole world smiles with you. All right, enough of that bullshit. Before we get into the news, Tom sent me a link to a Dating on Demand clip. I'm pretty sure we featured this before, but it's pretty good, so I'll play it again. This is Tiffany. Take it away, Tiff.
Well, my nickname, how did I get it? My aunt and them gave it to me, and neither did Boo.
Now, Tom was having a tough time deciphering that the first, you know, 3 seconds of the clip. So what she's saying here, and I'm paraphrasing, is that she has a nickname that her aunt and them gave to her, and that name is Boo.
Well, my nickname, how did I get it? My aunt and them gave it to me, and neither did Boo. I did a lot of romantic things for my man, my friend, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I can't say they did the same for me. I'm a sucker for money. The happy moment so far in my life was my kids. The weight of my heart is good.
Yes, I think we did play this before because I do recall that phrase. The weight of my heart is good.
The weight of my heart is good. I think it's really how when guys are sexy. The sexy thing about me, I cannot tell you.
Someone's got her clit pierced.
She dug me because I'm kind. I'm not all that ugly. So far, I'm okay.
Yeah, way to sell yourself there, honey. I'm not that ugly, and so far, I'm okay. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, very important. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now so you're eligible to win all 12 of the 12 Days of Distortion prizes. If you're non-paying members, you're only up for 6 of those prizes. Paying members will get to win all of them, I guess. $5 a month or $50 a year. Don't forget, lifetime memberships are available. And if you would like to gift a lifetime membership, go ahead and email me, show at distortedview.com. We'll hook you up. That makes a great present for a fellow freak. Tomorrow, I will be giving away a Sideshow exclusive 12 Days of Distortion prize. Plus, there's going to be an extended show as well. It's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do video casts, extended shows, exclusive shows, all that shit. You know the drill by now. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, yes, what? First story we have for you today. This one comes from Illinois, around Chicago, actually Bartonville. A man is facing misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges for allegedly tossing a dead squirrel into the drive-thru window of a fast food restaurant. Bartonville police say it took them several days to track down the accused squirrel tosser. This was a priority for the police. 26-year-old Christopher Thompson, apparently. Officers say Thompson told them a friend left the squirrel on his dashboard, but instead of getting rid of it, he kept it until he pulled into the drive-thru lane at a Hardee's restaurant. I knew this dead squirrel would come in handy someday. What happened? The Peoria Journal-Star says the woman attendant told police that Thompson asked for extra nuts for the squirrel and began petting it as if it were alive. She says when she said she didn't think the squirrel was real, Thompson tossed it through the window at her and then sped off. He was really offended by that comment. How dare you? Of course it's real. It's dead, but it's real. Hardee's doesn't have nuts. It's a fast food place. Why would they have nuts for your dead squirrel? So stupid. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Australia. Is Mohammed Tome the worst cabbie in Sydney? I don't know. Who the fuck cares? Despite tough competition, he might just be Sydney's worst taxi driver. You see, in 12 years on the road for 4 major cab companies, he's been accused of slapping, abusing, and swearing at customers. He also refuses short fares and deliberately takes the longest possible route. He once took a passenger from the airport to Annandale via Oxford Street. Oh, no, not via Oxford Street during Mardi Gras? Come on! Last year, he was accused of exposing his genitals after a lewd suggestion to a dissatisfied customer. Mr. Tome says, he's just misunderstood, adding, I've maybe got bad people skills. Thrusting your cock at unhappy customers. Maybe you might have some anger issues. All right. The Administrative Decisions Tribunal last week found those bad people skills include convictions for domestic violence and assaulting police and a business associate. During the Mardi Gras incident in 1998, he allegedly also demanded $50 instead of the $32 on the meter because, quote, the trip had taken over 15 minutes. This, five other complaints, and a 1999 conviction for bashing his wife with a shoe, I love this guy, led the Department of Transport to ask him to show cause why his license should not be revoked. And then Mohammed promptly showed the Department of Transport his cock. He asked for another chance and got a final warning. Then in 2004, he allegedly slapped a female passenger. In his defense, she was acting like a real bitch. Fortunately for Mr. Tome, the charge of assault was withdrawn. However, two charges of resisting police and assaulting an officer were not. He finally did have his license suspended while he was ordered to undergo an anger management course. When this was completed, he resumed driving. Between 2006 and 2008, there were another five complaints, though. In 2008, Mr. Tome was convicted of punching and kicking a business associate during a dispute. His authority was canceled, but again, he pleaded for mercy and was reinstated for 6 months. 5 months and 1 week later, in February 2009, a customer asked to be taken to Surrey Hills. Right? According to the subsequent complaint, Mr. Tome refused, got out, and slammed the door so hard something broke. He opened the door and started screaming, You're a taxi driver. Your job is to drive to wherever the customer asks. That's all the man was asking. It's kind of what you do. He wasn't asking for financial advice or anything. It's, you know, your job. All right, yes, inexplicably, he kept driving. In May last year, a Westin Hotel doorman complained that when asked to take a short fare to King Street, Mr. Tome told the passenger to fuck off. At Darling Harbor in July last year, he allegedly refused fares, making a lewd remark while exposing himself. He just wasn't in the mood to drive. The next month, the department canceled his authority. Mr. Tome denied abusing customers or exposing himself, but tribunal member Peter Maloney was satisfied that he is not a fit and proper person to drive a taxi cab. He would make a great correspondent for Distorted View, though, so Mr. Mohammed, if you're looking for work, contact me. Final story we have for you today. Here's a heartwarming Christmas-themed story for your Monday. This one comes from Maine. Thousands of dollars worth of toys were seized from a home on Patton Street this afternoon. Police say they were stolen from the Toys for Tots program. Police say they received a tip a couple of days ago that a Patton Street resident had a large amount of toys in his home, and the man living there was a volunteer for the Toys for Tots organization. Officials say based on that information, they went to the home and confiscated an estimated $7,000 to $10,000 worth of new toys that were intended for needy families. What was the man doing with the toys? Well, he was going to sell them. I've never heard of volunteers of Toys for Tots skimming off the top. The man's name is Jim Nickerson, and he was selling the toys on eBay. Smart. Nickerson has been a part of the organization for 3 years and was like a family member to Young and his... Who the fuck is Young? Who the fuck is Young? Oh, Skip Young, the director of Toys for Tots in the greater Bangor area. So, he felt like a family member to Young and his wife. But Bangor residents are hopeful that Toys for Tots will be able to recover from his incident quickly. My heart fell, you know, because he had access to everything and we trusted him completely. You should never trust fucking volunteers completely. Because, you see, most people won't do anything for free. They're doing, and they don't expect anything in return. There's always an angle, I think. And this guy's angle was apparently taking from the little children and profiting. I, for one, donate to the Special Olympics. That's me giving something. But I do that because I feel awful because I constantly make fun of tards. That's my bread and butter. That's how I make my money. And so I give a little back. I'm just kidding, of course. I don't donate to the Special Olympics because, look, tards can work for themselves. I've played that clip over and over of the guy who sorts glass. That's my job. And now, you know that guy? No, he's doing fine on his own. He doesn't need any help. All right, back to the story here as we finish things up. I think it's ridiculous. It's the time of year to be giving where people are usually giving. What? It's the time of year to be giving where people are usually giving, okay? For them to be taking right now is sometimes you quite... Okay, this person is not speaking in full sentences. I think it's ridiculous. It's the time of year to be giving where people are usually giving. For them to be taking right now is dot, dot, dot. Sometimes you question what people are up to, dot, dot, dot. Hope that people will come through and salvage something for them. Wow. Well spoken, Brewer resident Chris Rudolph, you tard. Young says Nickerson has tried calling him to apologize several times, but that an incident like this is something that he won't be able to forgive anytime soon. Nickerson's name was on the mailbox at 108 Patton Street. All right, great. Thanks for that useless little piece of information. Has really nothing to do with the news story here. Maybe they had to meet like a quota, like a word quota or something for the news story. Let's just add his address or something. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go, freaks. It's a new week. Let's start fresh. Hopefully there are no fucktarded calls today.
Hi, Tim. This is Bobby Boris Pickett. Thanks for playing my almost hit Monsters Holiday. Uh-huh. And to give back a little bit, here's a sneak peek at my comeback hit, Haunted Hanukkah. Elijah was just there, lighting the menorah, when Frankenstein broke in and picked up the Torah. All of a sudden, a zombie arose and pointed at Elijah and said, "You've got a huge nose." It was a haunted Hanukkah. Being a Jew is great.
Haunted Hanukkah.
It was a haunted Hanukkah. Let's raise the interest rate. Haunted Hanukkah.
Hey, that's not bad. I like that. You should record that.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roybus calling in.
Hi.
My friend Justin and I are out here smoking cigars, and our big question is, we've never been able to find any gay midget porn. Is it out there? I mean, yeah, we've looked for it, but, like, have you ever come across any gay midget porn? Because, honestly, I'm feeling a little weird that we haven't found any yet.
I don't think I've ever run across gay midget porn. I've read some Sextastic Tuesday stories where a normal-sized man was having sex with a midget, but... no, I don't think I've seen pictures or video.
Hey, Tim, this is Powder in San Diego.
Hi, Powder.
Because I just heard the audio of the mother of the year giving her son a hot sauce in the mouth and a cold shower and all that.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of any other families doing the hot sauce before. My parents actually did that to me. And while my sister and my brother both hated it and therefore, you know, we're good little children or whatever.
You love it.
I actually just got to like really spicy stuff and just kept being a little prick. The cold shower is kind of fucked up though.
Like, yeah, the way that kid was screaming.
I got a kid and I would do the hot sauce. Not for lying, but if they did something else.
Yeah, something horrible maybe.
Cold shower, that's really fucked up.
I have a feeling that's how I would be as a father. Like I always like think, you know, if I would be a cool dad, but I have very little patience, and I think I would just get angry very quickly and just come up with ways to torture the kid. Mother of the Year, do you have anything to say?
I want my health fucking clean!
All right. Thank you very much for checking in. Next up. Christmas shoes. Have I tried to sing that, using a karaoke version of Christmas shoes? I'm going to have to do that this year.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Hi, Sid.
I was looking through some of the archives, and you had a Sextastic Tuesday story about a Italian construction worker
Dick
with
cheese.
Dick cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
And during the story, you told the male listeners to whip out their cocks, scrape underneath their balls, and see what it smelled like. You say Parmesan cheese. I just did it, and mine smells like fish food, like goldfish food,
like that tetra.
The flaky kind.
Yeah.
Was wondering if anybody else is under
all
side
right.
of their nuts smelled like.
If anyone else has smelled their nuts recently and it smelled like fish food, please call into the voicemail line.
Hey, Jim Boo, what it do? It's me, Alex.
What
I'm calling in to say, funny that I just discovered. And the entire staff here at our cafeteria here at college, they're all black people. The thing that makes me just giggle like a little fucking schoolgirl is the fact that there are two tars that are part of the crew. More tards, but there's just two unsavory kind of people.
Yeah, there are always tards working the lunchroom.
One's a midget, and you can tell she makes a real squeaky voice. Yeah.
When I was in college, there were two that I remember. One was like this big, kind of looked like the female version of Grimace from McDonald's, the McDonald's character. And she would just sort of slowly waddle and, you know, get the trays or whatever. And the other one, I don't know if he worked at the cafeteria, but he was always walking around. And when I say walk, I'm using that term loosely because I think one of his legs was about 5 or 6 inches shorter than the other leg because he walked really crazy. And he would really stretch out his legs. And it was sort of like a Monty Python walk mixed with just someone who's, you know, lopsided. And I, whenever he would walk by, I would sing, "I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm walking."
Like guy who just, I mean, that has a really creepy laugh. It's almost like that kind of laugh. And the other one is a bit of a guitar. She limps, and she's a giant fucking lower lip. I swear to God, she drools on all the tables, and that's how she cleans them.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a tard that drool, I can understand giving tards, you know, some minor responsibilities in the lunchroom, like collecting, you know, trays or whatever. But anything around food, especially when you're drooling, no.
I was listening to the audio that you played on Sextastic Tuesday Extended Show of the mother disciplining her child, and congratulations, you've made me feel like life isn't worth living. You've made me feel like...
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Everything bad about life is just occurring right there. So, congratulations, good job. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, there you go. Apparently people like to... People respond to horrible mothers.
Clean up your goddamn plate!
Sorry, it was really loud. Next up here...
Hey, Tim.
Oops. Next up here...
Hey, Tim, it's Nard.
Nard!
Okay, here's a tip for all you iPhone users. Get an app in the App Store called Podcaster. It costs $1.
Oh.
And
ooh,
it used to be available only for jailbroken phones. Now it's available for the App Store. So what it does is it can download podcasts, video podcasts, audio podcasts, and it also supports password protected feeds. So,
get the fuck out. Really? That's cool. So yeah, it's called Podcaster. So I have been messing around with the Distorted View site. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but I tried to add a mobile version, which worked with iPhone, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, the WebOS. And it's really cool, kind of, but it doesn't work with my current theme that I'm using for the full website. So basically, it fucks it up for some reason. So now, before I can get the mobile site working, I have to redesign distortedview.com. I can't figure out what the conflict is, though, what's screwing it up. For some reason, it's just that theme, just the way DistortedView is set up right now. If I switch themes to a different one, like the generic WordPress theme, then the mobile one works fine. But I don't know. And the other thing that I really hate about PodPress, which is the podcast plugin thing for WordPress, is the player that's built in is Flash. And for the mobile site, I thought it would be cool to just have the ability to play the show right from the website, right? So you don't have to download it; you just hit play, and then it'll start playing. But it's a fucking Flash app or something, and they don't make an HTML5 version. That's neither here nor there. You people don't care about this. Sorry.
Hey, Timothy James Henson. It is Lifetime Sideshow member Surly here.
Hi, Surly.
A couple of quick things. First was, yes, there is a definition of insanity that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Yeah, I thought so.
Second, regarding your stance on the Bunny Crush video that you don't care about the content, yet you do it over and over again just because other people get so riled about it.
Does that mean
I'm
insane
too? There's actually a name for that. It's called oppositional defiant disorder. You should look into it.
It's a disorder, of course it is.
Third, I should have you know that you've actually desensitized me to the Bunny Crush video.
Good.
I used to like get all, you know, panties twisted in a bunch and grumpy about it, but
look,
I've gotten to the point now where you're...
Oh, you know what I found out recently? Remember a long time ago I played audio of some video from a guy who said that there were fishermen using kittens as bait for, like, catching sharks and shit. And in the video, you see live kittens in a barrel, and they're using hooks, and they're hooking them and throwing them in the water and shit. Well, apparently, that is might very well be a scam or a hoax video. I was doing some reading on it because I was telling some friends about it. And a lot of stuff came up saying that it's photography. And there's some compelling arguments because you don't actually see any sharks taking the bait. You don't actually a lot of the times when the kittens are getting hooked, there's like some sort of weird obstruction in the last second, you know, someone walks into the frame or something. And when you actually see the kitten dangling from the hook, you can sort of almost maybe see, like, the cat is in a harness and not really hooked up, you know. So who the hell knows? I'd like to think it's real just because I don't like when I'm bamboozled.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak calling from Vancouver here. I just heard that rant you did on the 30th show about the guy who was complaining about the Bunny Crush audio.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I freaking love that clip. And in fact, if you could release that mashup you were playing on the Sideshow feed, that would be awesome.
Maybe I will.
I would love to go to some big gathering with my iPod
PETA
speakers and just start playing it at full blast. That would be hilarious.
People wouldn't know what the hell it was, though. Honestly.
Hey Tim, this is Kenny. I was just calling to thank you for getting me through this past week, which has been absolutely hellish.
What happened? Talk
to Tim. My parents recently got a divorce, and it was because my dad, being the wonderful man that he is, was apparently cheating on my mom for like 2 or 3 years or something. We just found out about it. The divorce was finalized last month, and he just got married to his mistress, which
wow,
really soon. And on top of that, she's like,
how could you, if you were the mistress, how could you ever trust him that he would not do the same thing to you? Like, he was cheating on someone with you. When he gets bored with you, he'll probably cheat with someone else.
She's older than him. She's like 66, and she has grandkids. I'm sure she has like a really crusty, dried out vagina and stuff.
Lovely.
Ugh.
Well, look, I'm very sorry you had a shitty month or whatever, but, you know, Distorted View is here for you.
So, Tim,
let me cuddle you in my bosom. You tight.
Tim,
what?
I'm on the swim team, right? I think my package looks pretty fine in the Speedo. But I know.
All right. Well, send a picture to me immediately, and I will be the judge of that.
Is there like we share a pool with like another school, and they all have like fucking like
it's probably like 13 or 14
shorts on. I'm like fucking pussies with their small dicks can't wear a Speedo like a man. Anyway, so the real story. I was fucking outside, waiting for my friend's parents to pick us up.
Uh-huh.
And I was asking where this guy Tanner was. I know, he's British. I was asking where Tanner was, and I was like, hey, where's Tanner? And one of the female managers, she's a fellow student, says, oh, Tanner left already. And I was like, what a cocksucker. And they called me mean, and I was like, no, that's how guys talk, right? And I called the guy next to me a cocksucker, too. And then this girl says I'm rude, and I was a little rude during the actual swim meet, and I was just about to apologize when this fat whore Laura comes up to me.
You call her a fat whore?
She says aggressively, "If you harass any one of the us managers, we are going to get you kicked off the swim team." Like she's like bringing sexism into the whole thing.
Oh,
and I told her I wasn't harassing anyone, and she continues fucking yelling at me. So I'm getting pissed because fucking my dad left. He was arrested for domestic violence. My mom taught me not to fucking harass any women. I don't harass women. This fucking girl comes up to me and she says, "So I'm telling all the boys." She directed it.
There's so much interesting stuff he's just slipping in there.
There's like three guys around
his dad.
He's looking at me. She's yelling at me. So I'm getting defensive, and I tell her, "What?
Just punch her in the face and deal with the consequences. It'll be worth
it." I'm a male. You expect me to harass females? She's like, "Yes, I do." And I told her
that's
sexist.
Yes.
Walked off.
So you call her a sexist fat whore, cocksucker.
So I'm gonna fucking write a formal complaint.
Yeah, get her
kicked off. Coach, and get her fucking kicked.
She shouldn't be messing around after school with the swim team. She should be over there at Jenny Craig or Curves or something, working those lady lumps off. All right, making me angry now. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God. Oh, God. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Very important. If you are not subscribed to the show via iTunes, make sure to do that and leave us a nice comment. Rate us. Don't forget to enter our contest, our giveaway, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Today's prize, again, is the, what the fuck is it? Oh, that insignia thing, the InfoCast. I bought one for myself. It's sitting downstairs. And what's cool is there's an app, there's like 1,500 different apps, right? You go online and you pick which apps you want. They're all free. And then they're automatically sent to your device, right? And you can set up the device for various things, like you can add your Facebook account or stuff. There's one for Craigslist, and now the only thing being displayed on my InfoCast are Craigslist ads in the Columbus area. They're all personal ads for guys looking for guys who are into fisting. I made sure that the keyword fisting has to be included in every single profile. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a useless device, but it's kind of fun to mess around with. All right, we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye!